Now, I mentioned earlier on, and this has come as a very, very sad surprise this morning. I'll mention it once again. It says here in this release a little bit earlier this morning, Far North Queensland has lost one of its greatest political champions after the death of former member for Cairns and Treasurer Keith De Lacy. Now, the veteran of the Labor movement died this morning after a long battle with serious health issues. His death brings the end to an era of tireless service to his region and its people, harking back to a political career that began almost four decades ago. Look, I won't go on with more detail. I'm sure there are a lot of people very, very saddened by this information that's just emerged this morning, including former member for Cairns, Gavin King. Gavin was just in studio and he said, oh, he's very, very sad and he'd become very close to Keith. And obviously, to a certain extent, when Gavin took over the reins here in Cairns, he was taking over from, not directly, but there had been one of the predecessors as member for Cairns, Keith De Lacy himself. So obviously, Gavin was very pleased to be able to approach Keith. Keith always was generous with his time, wasn't he? Mm.
Absolutely, John, absolutely. And that's a big part of why I did want to say a few words about Keith De Lacy, because he was so generous with his time and his advice.
When did you get access? How did you get access to him, firstly? Because he'd moved on to be a very successful director of big companies, several of them.
Yeah, well, I knew him from my time at the Cairns Post. Yep. You know, you would interview him here and there or run into him at a function back when he was living in Cairns. But obviously, being elected member for Cairns, he was probably the best member for Cairns that we've ever had. And so obviously I reached out to him fairly early on just for, you know, advice, mentorship. And we ended up, because he would work in Brisbane, as you said, for some of those directorships, he would fly, he would often spend the weekend in Cairns, but fly down to Brisbane for the week on a Monday morning. And of course, we would do the same thing to go down to Parliament once a month or whatever it was. And so I actually sat next to Keith on a number of those flights down to Brisbane over the three-year period. And obviously when you're on a plane for 2.5 hours or whatever it is, you have a captive audience. And John, he was, he was just so generous with his time. He was fantastic for advice. He always had an opinion on the topic or the issue of the day or the week. So, yeah, he was just such a measured... The thing I loved about Keith and the reason that I saw him as a bit of a role model is he was a centrist. Mm. You know, he wasn't too far left. He wasn't too far right. He was an absolute centrist, and I tried as best as I could to model myself on his example.
Let's talk about the golden era too, because you would have been in town at stages of the 90s when everything was happening.
No, see, I missed Keith's tenure for sure. I arrived in Cairns in 2006, so I missed his actual time in Parliament by a long shot, but you absolutely knew his legacy from his time as Treasurer and member for Cairns. I mean, there was just so much that he did in his time in Parliament, you know, obviously in the 80s. So I didn't know of him directly, but it was just hearing so much about him, hearing so much of his achievements of what he did for our city, particularly having the reins of Treasury there down in Brisbane, what he was able to do for not just Cairns, but all of regional Queensland. So I absolutely knew of his legacy, and that was part of the reason to reach out to him.
By the way, he's released a memoir only a matter of, several months, I suppose, at most. And it's an interesting one. This is what it read when it was released just the other day. It says here, respected Gossier Estate Treasurer Keith De Lacy has become disenchanted with the party he once loved. He worries that Labor, that is the movement, is headed for extinction by alienating the mainstream. Now, earlier on, I actually took a few of the excerpts from fundamentally this, explosive release of information from Keith, only probably 3 or 4 months before he passed away today. And he says here, for example, identity politics. The trouble is that many of the people who promote these progressive causes have nothing more than a patronising, sneering contempt for working class people and their culture. He goes on to say, this country needs to accept that a person's race, gender and sexuality are irrelevant to their worth. What counts is having a go. And he talked about the hashtag MeToo movement. He said it's in danger of losing the mainstream because of the overreach. There are many women out there who have sons and husbands and vex how these loved ones are going to negotiate the rocky shoals of the Hashtag Me Too Tsunami. Look, it goes on and on. Some of the wisdom here, I mean, it. Some people say, oh, that's a given. Well, it's not given anymore. So many of these things are going by the wayside because of the lunacy that's seemingly permeated society, not just here in Australia, but worldwide. Mm. Talk to me about these wisdoms of Keith DeLacy.
Absolutely. And just get straight to the point. I think that is the thing that we miss so much now is just get to the point. Be a straight shooter. Yeah. And that's exactly what Keith did. And I remember, John, on those plane flights between Cairns and Brisbane, and we're going back now, I guess, 2012 to 2015. And even then, he was lamenting the drift of the Labor Party. Even then, he was talking about his concerns that the party had lurched so far to the left, so far, you know, kowtow to the progressives in the capital cities, and it was losing touch with its base. And so he held those views, and it was only in the last couple of years that he had started to voice those opinions publicly. And so spot on, absolutely spot on.
And this one too, I love this, and there'll be a lot of people listening of a certain age that will agree wholeheartedly with what Keith DeLacy said on the loss of our sense of humour because it's been banned. He said, "This progressive, politically correct infatuation has virtually killed off the larrikin and legendary sense of working class humour." Mm.
You could not put it better. No. I mean, you could not string a sentence about that topic better than what Keith has just done there. And it's such a shame. It's what makes Australia awesome. That's what we love about it. We love our characters. We love our larrikinism. But you're absolutely right. It has been lost. And continues to be. It's such a shame.
Yeah, and if you're wondering why we're talking about Keith DeLacy, sadly, we reported earlier on the death of the former member for Cairns and Queensland Treasurer. Just this morning, the veteran of the Labor movement died after a long battle with serious health issues. Gavin, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, John.
It's 18 to 12.
It's Stocktake Time.